One of the things that we really did was experimenting with video over IP, starting with the Ryder Cup. It allowed us to do a few things. It allowed us to play a little bit with our social deliveries. We were able to break a little bit of ground there, doing some live video production for social, but then also for our PGA.com product, where we were able to really sort of push the limits of what they could cover with our primary production facility being at our studios in Atlanta. And so that was, we worked with the folks at Avi West on the encoding. We worked with our service provider Level 3, or CenturyLink, for the IP space. And we turned out what I thought was, it ended up being a really, really good production. A lot of our production folks were very happy that we were able to deliver as best as we could. We also had a couple of cameras that were dedicated to that particular production. I think all in, between that, being able to utilize our own studio facility, I think we enhanced with using a golf simulator, because one of the things that we like to do on PGA.com is we also like to instruct. And when we're local or domestic, we're able to actually have a golfer go out to the putting green and do some demonstrations out of our remote studios. But in this case, we were able to keep all of that and still have a production that was very much on par with actually being on site.
And leveraging largely the public internet, I mean.
Correct, right. And in fact, that was probably the bigger one. And obviously, you have to be very calculated when you make a decision to do something over public internet. But this seemed like one that we could work through. And it was something that had been tested a few years back in Scotland. Not much press about it. But so we'd seen the concept work. And so that was pretty exciting.
What do you have to show us here?
Well, actually, a couple things. The other, not to go through the HDR, I think Craig did a great job talking about a lot of the challenges we all faced. We also had an opportunity to learn from that, too. But what we're going to look at is just a couple of video clips of our first tee experience for social that we did from France, as well as a couple of clips from the actual show itself. And then finishing, one thing that we learned when we did the Tiger Phil golf event in Las Vegas is we really learned how compelling content can be, and the notion that everybody's going to kind of get to step inside.
Why are you smiling, Jason? I see you over there.
We all wanted to make a joke when the match came up, but none of us are going to, because we're all polite, and everything went perfectly. There was nothing that went wrong.
It did. 100%.
Would you like me to go now and just get out of
this? Go ahead.
Roll your foot.
Well, let's take a look.
Let's take a look at it.
Let's take a look.
So this was the first tee experience. And so one of the things about the first tee that we were trying to bring was kind of the excitement, you know, at the Ryder Cup, every time they tee off by providing the first tee coverage. And so, you know, we carried it as long as we could, and then we're moving into more of the PGA.com coverage. And again, what you're looking at is, you know, still 100% produced in Atlanta. Again, all the streams over the internet. And so,
and the team needs another victory.
Commentary from Atlanta. And in this case, there were 16 feeds. And we worked with CTV. At the end of the day, I think we ended up with what turned out to be a fairly compelling, even though the United States didn't win, it turned out to be a fairly compelling product on the end.
Yeah, if only you could have manipulated Tiger's performance when you carried it over IP or something along those lines.
That would have been helpful, but I think he saved it for the match.
But it hits the brakes. Fairway. It is pandemonium in Paris.
And so this is the studio component. So we were able to bring it back into the studio multiple times to provide a little more in-depth analysis.
You want them right back out there.
And then you had a chance to see the simulator in the corner, which we used a few times.
So probably the first and last nice thing I'm going to say is thank you for all you've done for the game, for this opportunity.
It's definitely going to be the last
and,
thing.
And that's probably the last nice thing I'll say. So.
from right here, it almost feels like it wants to go a hair to the right the first half.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
It's almost right down Broadway, isn't it?
I got no problem with that.
Okay. All right, so let's look at this here, because that flew quite a bit shorter than it should have. So we had hurt. So we're at least back to San Diego numbers, and I think a little bit under because of the cool. It's gotten a little bit chillier.
Oh, it's slow, but going up against that valley there.
Right.
Or is this?
I'm in the neighborhood of maybe a cup, maybe just more than a cup.
I don't think it's more than a cup.
Not
more than a cup,
just
no.
Just only a cup, maybe just under it, though.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, knock it in. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't want to win like this. Come on, let's go. You're going to knock that anyway. Let's go.
That was cool.
That's good.
So, and I think, again, sort of what the not that there was necessarily anything in the world of technology that we broke using wireless microphones, but I think what, you know, sort of what was sort of proofed out through this is that the content itself was truly compelling in terms of everybody wanting to really step inside the mind of a Tiger Woods. What is he thinking about when he's looking at a putt? What is he actually seeing, especially if you're a golfer, which I am not, but if you are, to actually hear those thoughts, to hear those conversations, I think was really exciting. And I think that it proved to some extent that if you make that available, people are really, really interested in consuming that.